Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer, author, and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, The Love of Christ Surpasses Our Understanding.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to the babes. Yes, Father, for such was thy gracious will. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today a solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus. When we think of heart, whether that be of Jesus or of our own, or we speak about people who have heart, or those who are heartless, when we think of bringing together the mind and the heart carries with it two connotations. One, that center of affection within us. Something is heartfelt. And in the early Christian tradition among the Desert Fathers, heart was the deepest center and core of oneself, out of which one's most profound truth arises. So heart suggests out of the depths of who we are, and out of that depth, that which reaches out in a caring way toward others. And it is thus that it is Jesus's heart, out of his depths, his care and love for the world, that we remember as we celebrate this solemnity. Our gospel text is very fitting for the day that the church gives us. On the one hand, Jesus is thanking God gratefully, the Father, for all that the Father has done for him. We find there the love of the Son for the Father, as well as of the Son for us, as he talks about those whom the Son has chosen to reveal the Father. But immediately following upon that, the notion of the Son's sharing the knowledge of the Father with us, what is the knowledge that is shared? And it is about the love of God, the love of Christ. For he goes on and says, come to me, you who are burdened, learn from me, for my burden is light. Now, given the world situation these days, given the pandemic, given the chaos over racism and protests around the world, we could hardly say that the burden we bear at this moment in history, this historic moment, is light or easy. And yet there is a sense in which God wants to say to us, it doesn't have to be as burdensome as you think. For indeed, if you come to me, I will be with you. I will share that burden, and it may not be exactly what you think. What is it that God shares that allows us to bear the burden that sometimes, humanly speaking, seems impossible for us to bear. That is the love of God that surpasses our understanding. Our trust in God as love, symbolized in the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. Love, a word we so readily use when speaking of the Christian tradition and gospel texts. But what is love? It does ask something of us incredibly challenging, because what could happen at this moment in history for us as we think of the ways in which some people have responded to or handled the pandemic, ways in which the protests could easily divide us already in a world that is polarized in so many ways, we easily could deepen the divide between us and them. But the love of Christ teaches us that they are us, that it is some of us in the body of Christ who have been broken, who have been murdered, who are angry. It is some of us who have done the killing, who have been negligent. It is some of us who are racist in the world. It is some of us who have disregarded the significance of the pandemic or looked as if we didn't care about others. It is about our capacity pushed to its limit as to whether we can love those whom we see doing harm in the world. Now, love, and with it forgiveness, does not mean we do not stand up for truth, for justice, for what is right. It does not mean that we do not oppose those who, in some ways, we consider creating, deepening the dilemmas and the divides we have. But the challenge for us as we ponder the heart of Christ is how he could be on the cross and say, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." A forgiving heart, a merciful heart, a loving heart. This is what we pray for today. Not that we do not stand up for justice. Not that we do not speak the truth. Not that we do not oppose evil in the world. But rather, that we do not allow that to lead to hatred, which does more harm to us than it will be harmful for anyone else. And therefore, even if we have broken hearts, we pray for healing that we might love, and what that love requires of us at this historic moment in our world's history. And so we come back then to Jesus' consoling words, "My yoke is easy, my burden light." No, Lord, it doesn't feel that way. But yes, Lord, it can be that way. If I trust in you, and if I pray that I might love as you loved, which was with a forgiving love and yet a challenging one that spoke the truth to those who seemed to do your word, who seem to do God a disservice. And so, yes, let us come to him today, whose heart we celebrate. We who have heavy hearts can find there in the heart of Christ rest and hope for ourselves.